There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave counsel. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, hour number two of Midday Mobile. It's Thanksgiving Eve, Eve edition of the show. Glad to have you here. Phone number, as always, 251-343-0106. Works for phone call and a text, 251-343-0106. And this is apropos. I'm going to read just one text here, and we'll get to some later in the hour. But this text is going back and forth with Keith here, and it's going to segue into nicely to our next guest. So Keith had said earlier, he had given us the breakdown. He said, this is the current price for a Butterball whole turkey per pound. Rouse's $1.99. The Pig, $2.19. This is per pound. So $1.99 for Rouse's, $2.19 at Piggly Wiggly, 97 cents at Walmart, 99 cents at Target, $2.69 at Publix. And I said, Keith, who knows this? Keith said, I went to each store. It's good for you. We've got our own investigative reporter here. Keith went to each store. He said, I am being told that Publix put theirs on sale through tomorrow for $1.19. So super turkey fan at our friend Kyle Hamrick from Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com joins us. Did you get that breakdown on price there?
Yeah, that was that's some solid community journalism there. I mean, that truly is some news that people can use.
I mean, he sent it out,
sure,
and I'm like,
I've been doing.
Yeah, and I was like, this guy's probably, you know, I mean, Keith has been a longtime listener. I've had trust him, but he's like, here's the current price per these stores. I'm like, how the heck does he know this? And then he says he went to each store and did it. So sources. Keith, thank you. Thank you for it. That's the kind of journalism absolutely. I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Keith has some really good sources in the grocery business, but I was thinking too, you know, you could just go out and grab you a turkey for free. You know, you could go out in the woods and, you know, of course you could do a five-finger discount at your favorite store, but you could go out in the woods and grab you one and take it home and get you some dinner going.
So, that would also be a crime. You know, that's the thing. In Monroe County, is Monroe County,
then
let's see.
You have to deal with that.
Monroe County is still, no, I think they just went out. Yeah, because there's a Monroe County, and then there's like two counties in Alabama, I think. Monroe being the one I know well, that has a fall season. And it's, yeah, I think it wraps up this last weekend or something. I think it's over before, and then it comes back in for a couple days in December. So other than that, like you would be, you know, you'd be in trouble if you went. Now, you and I were talking off air. I was talking about, like, so this year I'm doing, you know, a low country boil for Thanksgiving. So seafood, but I did pull out some wild turkey breasts that were killed during the legal season in the spring, and I'm making a turkey salad, and it's pretty awesome. I people say they like it a lot. So I'm making that to go with it. There's going to be some turkey. But
so is that like a chicken salad, but with turkey?
That's right. But I put more jalapenos in it. You know, it's a little more because I like spicy stuff. They're not as fresh anymore. Some that were fresh that have been frozen that will be thawed out, jalapenos in the mix as well. Yeah. So there you go. Maybe I'll bring you some of that.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Please, I live in Midtown.
we'll get them delivered to you. All right. This story I mentioned last hour said this is going to be so much fun. Because I get to talk to, number one, I enjoy talking to you, Kyle. Number two, we get to talk about stouter boats. And this is really, and you talk about it in the story. I've said this for a long time. There are manufacturers here, boat manufacturers, and it's a shame to see them kind of going away. that weren't just utilitarian, but their artwork, right? And Stouder definitely falls in that. I mean, I sent you, it's just part of our culture here. I sent you a video of my nephew's Stouder that he just recently restored. I mean, it's like not just a boat. You know, don't you think after doing the story, it's not just a boat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had no clue that plywood could do that. I mean, that's just not something that I think of when plywood comes to mind. These are absolutely pieces of art that are a unique part of the culture here on Mobile Bay. It's just a story that was born here, born in the Delta, born in a house where you had to, you know, if you called it out of the river and you got it from the woods. I mean, these kinds of boats were the tools of a breed of people that has sadly died out. But they are still around and they are still crowd pleasing boats here.
100%. I think you get to this that if you follow, and maybe when we're done, I'll talk about some other manufacturers too that I feel that I put in the same pantheon, the Mount Rushmore of shipwrights around here, boat builders. Uh-huh. But as you tell the story of Stouder Boat Works, you're telling the story of our history. I mean, from the Stouder, the Stouders and the Stouder farm that was up in the Delta, the lifestyle of the Delta way back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, this all goes together. I mean, it's like you can't tell the story of Stouder Boats without kind of telling a little history lesson in what it was to live in Mobile back then.
Right. Well, and I'm a history guy by schooling, so I got to get some money's worth out of my bachelor's there. So I try to work in the history where I can. But more importantly, I mean, that's the reason why these boats were made. I mean, Stouder was born up in the Delta. He grew up that lifestyle, and, you know, he had to go to work here in Mobile to support his family doing some kind of construction work. I wasn't able to figure out, you know, exactly where he worked, but he went back to building, you know, these handmade utilitarian boats because he wanted to, you know, be happy doing what he was doing, and he wanted to take pride in something that he made with his hands. And, you know, that happiness and that pride of craft has brought, you know, the same kind of happiness to generations of people here. These are collector's pieces, and people take great pride in the Stouder boats that they've had passed down through their families, or the Stouder boats that they've somehow managed to snag off of Facebook Marketplace or somewhere. I've been told that there's a cult that's built around these Stouders.
Add me to the list of people that's telling you that.
Oh, yeah.
You can quote me in your next story.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely is a cult. What is so cool, too, is the design of the boats were specific, and go back to the stories of you know, people showing up down the causeway and getting, you know, that people would drive in a car. Nobody had really trucks back then. They'd drive in the car with their outboard in the trunk and go get a Stouder boat to go for the day in the Delta. But the Stouders designed boats to do different things. I mean, it's in their Cedar Point special, you know, it says something, right? It says where the use of that boat was. These boats were designed, okay, this one, we're going to have a flat nose. We're going to be up here duck hunting or in a shallow bay fishing brim. We're going to go out in the bay. We're going to have this one. They just built like boats that were, okay, what's the problem? What do we want to do with this boat? Okay, I'm going to build a boat that's for that. That's what always blew me away about it. It's so awesome.
Right. Right. And then some were made with places where you could use oars to like row it, like if you're really getting in the Delta and you can't use your Evan Rude, you can get your oars going. I mean, these were finely crafted boats, and there's plans to bring them back and make customized ones. The son of one of the men who bought the business from Stouder after Hurricane Frederick has moved back to Mobile County Tom Lammy, and his goal is to, you know, bring this family business back to Mobile Bay and start putting, you know, new stouter built boats out that haven't been seen for 15 years.
That's good.
So that's coming up.
It is. I mean, it is awesome, and I think, and it's weird because if you brought this idea to like a, I don't know, big corporation, they wouldn't understand it, right? There's not a mass production idea to it. It is, by the nature of these boats, I mean, they are good elsewhere, but they are built for us here. Like, you're like, hey, this boat is for here. Like, you even pointed out in your story and talking to John Sledge, my buddy, too, about the history of different kind of boat designs were specific to bodies of water. You know, that's, if you went and told the people at, like, Bass Pro Shops that, they go, well, that's not a good business idea. We want one for everybody.
Yeah, right. I mean, and I'm sure that you can find a. I mean, these stouters would look good wherever you are. But they were made, you know, with this place in mind. They were made for these waters, and like as John said, you know, these things, you know, dance on Mobile Bay. They are at home here, and it's just one of the many cool things that make this place so special.
Absolutely. And it's such a cool thing. And not only are they, like we said in the beginning, utilitarian, they are absolute works of art. I mean, you mentioned that too. Mm-hmm. You talk about wooden boat shows. Stouters roll in there. They kind of like a legacy team here for winning those shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, they've got the yearly wooden boat show on the causeway, and talk to the guy who puts that on, Chan Flowers. He said that stouters are always showing up, and he's got a good number of them in his collection too, and they draw a crowd, you know, wherever they are. They're absolutely gorgeous pieces of art.
This is too funny, too. I would read a bunch of these texts when we come back for the news, y'all. But when Kyle was talking about the oars, this unnamed texter had their mind was the same place as mine, said Stouter mud paddle was awesome. So you might look at some old Stouters that have not been worked over, and you'll see a groove, a vertical groove on the back of the boat, on the stern. And that was, we would take an oar back then. We did them on all kind of boats, not just Stouters, but that's how we'd move ourselves through the mud. You would take the oar, push it down like a 45-degree angle in that soft mud, and then you'd pull and heave to yourself and move the boat forward. And then you put it down, and you pull and heave the boat forward. And you can see the marks in some old Stouters from where that had been done many, many times. That's pretty funny. So, yeah, texture, I had the same thing on my mind. This is a great story. The pictures are great. It's fantastic to know it's coming back. Do we have when does the first one hit the market? Do we know? Like, when are we going to do this?
Don't know yet. Don't know yet. Tom is still moving his stuff up. He's been living in Florida, so he's going to get his workshop straight, and then he hopes to get these things going as soon as possible. But no definite start date on these things, but just be on the lookout.
Man, that's exciting. All right, people want to read this story. Of course, they can pick up a copy of Lanyap about everywhere out there, right? How do they find, I mean, we haven't even talked about how they spy y'all's boxes. What do they look like?
Well, they are a very rich shade of purple. There are these beautiful purple boxes all over town. They are, you know, they're not very hard to find, but, you know, if you're looking for a certain shade of purple, you might be thrown off. But no, they're all over town in these beautiful purple boxes. And then if you want to be cool like Sean and cool like me, you can get a subscription to lanyapmobile.com. You just head there, lanyapmobile.com, and we have a subscription tab you can click on, and you can fill that out. If you have any problems, give us a call, and we will get you set up.
Well, man, happy Thanksgiving to you, and we can talk about, can I get a Roll Tide?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to y'all, too. And we'll see you later.
And no Roll Tide, though? You need to give me a Roll Tide?
Oh, Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That little game coming up. All right, there he goes, Kyle Hamrick, and we'll be right back. More of Bidet Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 125 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Let me get to these texts. Some great ones here. I'm going to figure how we'll finish out the hour. Some of y'all's texts here. Good stuff. We'll talk some boats in the mix here. I want to talk bikes for a second, too. So my buddy Clint Jamison at Adventure Earth Bicycles, who has been kind of, he's in his right place. I think about this. I'm in the perfect job that God made for me. And Clint is in his perfect job as well. He's been into bikes even before hanging out at Shingle all those years ago. Local bike shop. And a local bike shop that is also embracing technology. And this is what's important because he's big in the world of e-bikes as well. He's got the non-electric bikes, 400 or so in stock at any time. But he's the guy that got me started on the e-bikes. Sent me an email the other day about a woman. It's a nice lady came in to the shop with an e-bike she had purchased off the web. He said a website that was owned by the guy that loves to put liberal woke women almost into space. So you know what website. He said her new e-bike was partially assembled by a contractor that Amazon hired for her to attempt to assemble her new e-bike. After a few times of the unqualified person trying to assemble the new e-bike, the guy walked away and is not returning her phone calls or text messages. So she ended up at the door there at Adventure Earth Bicycles to try to get the work done. Problem is, her bike not only was it assembled, it was sent where it would never work properly. So the internet e-bike is not UL listed, not approved by Underwriters Laboratory, which is a big deal when you got batteries and stuff in it. And she now has a bike pieces, but not a bike that she can use. Has to now have it, I guess, returned, if that's possible, to get it done. You buy something off the web, you don't know what you're getting, and they're going to tell you you got to put it together yourself, or one of their contractors is going to do it. Listen, Clint tells me the horror stories of this. The beauty of getting your bikes, any kind of bike, from Adventure Earth Bicycle, and I've told you this for Santas out there, they're thinking about bicycles for this year, you don't get a box of parts. You get an assembled bike that is tuned, put together perfectly right here in Mobile. Right? So you... It's not like you don't have this extra part, or like this lady have a bike that doesn't even work. It doesn't have the right stuff that goes with it. You can't even fix it. That's why you get your bike from a local bike shop. And that one is Adventure Earth Bicycles. Clint and I have been friends for a long, long time. He does great work, and he is right there at the corner of Airport and Little Flower in Midtown, kind of close to Ruth's Chris right there. Check out everything about e-bikes or the non-e-bikes on his website, adventure-earth.com. But make sure you don't get left with a box full of parts and nothing to ride out there. Get the local bike shop, Adventure Earth Bicycles, to get your bike, put it together, and get you ready to go. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside. All right, a few of these texts, and then we're going to get into... I'll just say this, because I'm... Great pictures y'all are sending me of Stouters out there. So I've never owned a Stouter, but Stouter, of course, in the pantheon of local boat manufacturers. And I would say the progenitor, right? Into that mix, and we can debate this, because I see other people are sending me names... When you move out of wood boats and move into fiberglass boats, so like in the wood boat, Stouter. I mean, it's the brand, right? And I do love the fact that the boats were made for where you're going with them. I mean, specific to where we live and where you're going with them. When the fiberglass revolution came around, that same kind of shipwright and boat manufacturing went into that. Super big fan of the Lesorge boys, my buddy Mike Lesorge at Lesorge Boats. I dearly love my 13V John. It is like, I don't know if they'll bury me with the thing or in the thing. You know, the days of Delta Craft, Pete Malesh back then, and Delta Craft. And my buddy Ed Negus, is, of course, his brother and his dad back in the day, Roan of Negus Boats, which, by the way, I got, there's a Facebook page for Negus boat owners and fans out there as well. Another. Those three in the fiberglass days, I think, are on the Mount Rushmore of local boat makers. I see some texts coming in for some other ones. We'll talk about this when we come back. More texts and more calls at 343-0106. This is Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Good time to check in with my buddy Blaine at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. And coming up on a extended weekend, brother, for a lot of folks.
That's right, Sean. We're running a special this weekend in our rental department. Anything in our rental department, you know, small hand tools up to, you know, big trailers, excavators, dozers, skid steers, tractors, you name it, everything in our rental fleet. You pick it up tomorrow afternoon after lunch, bring it back to us Monday morning by 10 a.m. You'll get 5 days of use out of it for the price of two, up to 20 hours on the machine. So you're looking to knock out some projects or go to the camp, need to do any kind of brush cutting, mulching, come check us out. You can get 5 days for the price of 2 days right now.
Yeah, I'm no math magician here, but that sounds like a great deal. And this goes on for all, like you said, I mean, I focus on skid steer stuff for using or tractors, but y'all's rental, like smaller stuff, is really big too. Homeowners, they've got stuff for you. You can do in backyard projects, man. Blaine's got the stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff you can get in tight backyards through tight gates, 4 foot gates to get in the backyards. The mini stand on skid steers or the trenchers with all the different attachments really make any little project that much easier.
Now, just I want to like talk about this. If Santas are listening out there, just listen. Santas, are you listening? Y'all still run the deal on some of the compact tractors?
We do. So we still got the 2502, the 25 horsepower tractors for $19,999 cash. And then we can build it into any package that you want. So if you got implements that you want, we've got all the implements in stock as well as the trailers. You buy that tractor with two implements, we are still throwing in the trailer for free, the 7x20 trailer for free whenever you buy two implements with that tractor.
Good stuff. Tell folks how to take advantage of this, how they find you, and not just in person, but y'all's website's great too, man.
Yeah, we're right here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale on Highway 59. You can come by and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We are closed this week on Thursday and Friday. We'll be back Monday. You can give us a call at 251-947-4171 and visit us online at parrishtractor.com.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, man.
You too, Sean. Thank you.
All right, there goes Blaine over at Parrish Tractor. We go to, this is Greg on the text line here, breaking news. There's wet stuff falling from the sky in Irvington. Definitely needs to be reported. Listen, Greg, between you and Keith with the, and we'll get back to Keith stuff with the turkey prices, y'all are crushing it today. Thank you. Yeah, looking at the radar, they got a lot more rain like yesterday evening upstate, and they're still getting it upstate. But down here, yeah, we didn't get it right away, but now we're getting it. And I'm looking back. There's a few showers here, and on the radar, if you look back towards Biloxi, if some of those hold together, Lord knows we need some rain. And come on, rain. It looks like it's happening. Dr. Bill says, yeah, another chance here. And then we have two different, like a dry front tomorrow and then a cold front coming in. Looks like it's going to be nice. It'll be feeling a little more like fall here by the weekend. So that's good stuff. All right, let me try to back up here and get so many texts here about the Stouders, too. So I love it. Appreciate that. Let's see. In this text, we got a couple different subjects mixed together. This one from our conversation with April Marie about the, and then my conversation earlier about the airlines. Said airlines are bad. The cruise industry is going down the same way. I see more civility in crystals than on Carnival these days. That's funny. Yeah. And somebody was asking me, like, yeah, I learned at the hand of a flight attendant. She worked for Pan Am. Most of the time when I was young, and then Delta as I got older before she retired. So, yeah, I was instructed in the proper things to do on an airplane. Ella says, I think Publix has had the best deal on regular turkeys, 49 cents a pound. Now, Keith, here we go. 49 cents a pound. Had mine in a brine bath and smoked it today and sent me a picture. Thank you. It looks fantastic. Then Chris adds in here. And Orange Beach said, if you buy a spiral ham at Rouse's, I'm going to have to write all this stuff down. If you buy a spiral ham at Rouse's, you get a free Butterball 14-pound turkey Walked out of there last week with one in each hand for $32. Can't tell you nothing, can you? B-Dark said, you kill a turkey now, they'll lock you up. Yeah, so the fall season in Monroe County, there's somewhere else in the state too, but I'm just thinking Monroe County, the one I know. I think it went out this weekend. And then there's another little like week or so in December. But yeah, that's I think it's somebody's going to text in the other county, or maybe there's three counties in the state that have a fall season. Keith comes back and says, I took my bird to my brother's house for him to smoke. He had his and my other brothers there. All three of our turkeys came from different places within the past week. I couldn't believe that they both had paid over $2 a pound for theirs and only paid 97 cents. Also, I typically shop a lot of different places. You are my reporter, Keith. I love it. I appreciate that, man, because I'm pretty much, it has to be on the way home. That's where I shop. Wherever the place that's on the side of the road I'm traveling on the way home, that's where I go. I know that's sad, but it's predictable out there. Earl, Bossarge skiffs out of Coden. Yep, absolutely. And there's some, you know, in that story that Kyle had, he talks about like Lafitte skiffs, because he's quoting my buddy John Sledge, like Lafitte's out of Louisiana. But Lafitte is, not to be complete nerd here, but Lafitte's also like multiple manufacturers could make a Lafitte skiff. It is a style, right? So, I mean, even like, he says, here's a quote from our buddy John Sledge. There's a Lafitte skiff over in Louisiana, Texas trawlers, Biloxi luggers. You know, it depends on where you're from, if you call it a pirogue or a piro. But the Stouter was our own creation. Absolutely. But, you know, the Stouter not only is a creation, it's also, it's a manufacturer and a style, right? Or styles, I should add. But like with Lafitte, like I could look at a boat and say, that's a Lafitte skiff, but more than one person could make a Lafitte skiff. Look at this. Somebody else, another unnamed texter, knows about mud paddling. You know, we're a very small group of us left that ever mud paddled a boat in the Delta, right? I don't know how many of us are left, but that's a thing. Jerry in Fort Morgan said, have you ever seen a Red Wing plywood boat? I have not. I'm not familiar with those. Michael sent a picture in of his Cedar Point Special, 16 and a half Cedar Point Special with 115 horsepower four stroke. What is that thing rated for, Michael? That seems like a lot for 16 and a half CPS. He said, I've had it at 52 miles an hour down Mississippi Sound, and that wasn't full throttle. Man, Michael, you remind me, I used to go to an area in Louisiana, down to the Wax Lake Delta, like Chaffalaya Basin, the area there. And we'd launch at a place called Berwick, there on the, and there's a canal that ran down from there. And we would be running, you know, normally horsepowered boats from Alabama. In other words, we max out the horsepower, but that's what we... And I remember seeing guys in there, I swear, they were being like a 14 to a, it might have been a 15 foot, but aluminum skiffs. And they were getting tiller, back then it would have been 50s probably. Now they make tiller, it's crazy how big a horsepower tiller you can get now. But they would run down that baby. It was insane how fast they'd have two guys laying up in the front of the boat to keep the nose down and all the decoys between them. And we could never catch them. It was because we had like just regular horsepower. But that is a beautiful Cedar Point Special, Michael. I am jealous of that. And also said, no dad would buy a bike from Amazon. Dads go to places like Adventure Earth. Moms push a button to have it shipped. Listen, and ain't that the truth? Is having, you know, done this stuff for many a decade as a dad, when he's tasked with being in Santa's workshop on Christmas Eve and the parts aren't there in a box or whatever. Oh, my gosh. No, go to Adventure Earth. Get the bicycle. He's got a big selection. And they will be put together and tuned and perfect when you take them in for Christmas. Oh man, I didn't think about that. John Goodpoint said, I love my Buskins. It's a 19 foot Troutmaster, was made in Gulf Shores. Buskins, I'm going to put that on the list. I'm sorry I missed that one as I talked to her. Because Stouter for wood boats, I mean, that's the thing. But then that next generation coming after, when the fiberglass revolution happened, local boat rides here. That made it, and Buskins has been one of them. You know, talking about Mike Lesarge and Lesarge boats, Pete Melesh, the Meleshes and the Delta Craft, the Negus's Ed and his brother and his dad back in the day, they were wood boats, Negus wood boats, and then they moved into fiberglass. But what's so cool about all these boats, and have some patience with us if you're not into this, but they were designed to do specific things. Like, you can sit down with Ed Negus or Don and talk about, like, that boat, their dad designed the boat to do this. It was to go stay in the Delta overnight or go down to Venice overnight and hunt out of and then do some fishing. Or this one was set up for, you know, fishing in Mississippi Sound. This one, same thing with, you know, LaSarge boats. They have a defined purpose for our area. It's artwork, but it's utilitarian artwork. I guess that paints my picture. People who have come in my office before will tell you that I like framed maps. Like, I think they're artwork, but they're also utilitarian. I love maps, and I love boats that are beautiful that also have a, you know, has to have that utilitarian purpose. Ben, when Stouter opens back up, I think they'll qualify for the locals only Christmas list. You got that right. And Ben, thank you for the reminder. I was talking about today at a meeting back in the back here, which is that way for y'all that are listening on the radio. It's that way over there. We're talking about locals only Christmas coming back, I guess, for 8th or 9th year, maybe 10th year. And maybe I'll give you an early heads up here. Here's how it works. Locals only Christmas. And I get real specific on this because over the years I've had to. It's not about just a local retailer, but it's something made locally. It could be artwork. Could be services. It could be, I mean, we've had everything from, high-end artwork to cast nets, which I think are artwork as well, to everything in between, handmade gifts, things that have a local story. And I have expanded it. It's not just Mobile and Baldwin County. Like, when it started, that was it. But I absolutely have taken Northwest Florida, Southeast Mississippi coast, up through Alabama, those kind of gifts into the mix. It could be food. It could be art. It could be a service. It could be a whole bunch of things out there. But it has to have that. It can be sold locally, but it has to be made locally. Right. So each year I feature these businesses. A lot of times these people don't even have a website, although it's starting to change. I put these people's products out there. We talk about them on the show. Sometimes we talk to the people that make them, and we list them all on the website. So come Christmas time, you're looking for gifts out there. You can get a gift that's super special, right? Locally made gift that's part of our culture here, and give that, and you most likely will not see that under the Christmas tree from somebody else. You're going to be the person that gives the gift that has that local story. So I've been doing this for years. It comes back. I'm soliciting now, but I'll solicit it a lot next week, starting next week. Send emails, just like we did for Veterans Month. Send emails to me. Do not do it on the text line because we get hundreds, if not thousands, of texts, and they get lost. So send an email to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. Tell me what the gift item is. Give me a contact for the person making them. If there's a website or something, send that to me as well. And we get that all put on our list. And then we'll talk about it through the month of December. But that list will be on our website where you can go click through and see about the gift items we're talking about. All right. So, but Ben, absolutely, Stouter would be on that for sure. And you know what? I've had Stouter on it before because the Stouter merchandise is out there, T-shirts and hats and all that good stuff. Thank you, Michael. It is Clark County, right across the river. I thought it, but I wasn't sure. So Clark County and Monroe County. And then I think there's one somewhere else in the state. Okay, there we go. The next text up from JC. Clark, Monroe, and Covington. Thank you. And a couple counties east of Birmingham. So there's your fall turkey seasons, which is closed right now. Norm in West Mobile said, Sean, I had a 1968 Semi-V that I purchased in 1983 in Jackson and kept it for 20 years. Unfortunately, I sold it when Dad passed away. Sure wish I had both of them. Had a 25 on it. Yeah, there's a lot of people that have sold a Stouter over the years that probably are brokenhearted about it. Look how cool this is. Unnamed texture. I saw one in Bamberg, Germany in 1989. Okay, I need the story how a Stouter boat made it to Bamberg, Germany. If you can give me the follow through on that, I'd appreciate it on the text line at 343-0106. We'll come back, grab some more text. Oh, these pictures are great. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Pictures of beautiful boats here. Let's keep this up. I like it. We should do this every week.
is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Just talking to Leanna, and talked yesterday about that video she has of them putting the spire back on the RSA Tower there. Fantastic. And it's all part of our Time Traveler Tuesday, something that Leanna does on Tuesdays. Imagine that. Love the history. Always good features. So make sure you always check it out on our Facebook page. But on Tuesdays, get that history there in the mix. Right. Tell you what, I'll go to the phones first. And I got plenty of text here, too. And the pictures are fantastic. All right. Gene up first. Hey, Gene.
Hey, man, I couldn't stand it. I sat here on my front porch listen. Davis boat, those style of boats, and they're wonderful boats. But I bought a Davis boat one time, which was made here in Mobile. And I don't know how many.
What year are Davis boats? What year's that?
I don't know, because this is back, I'm 85 years old, and I bought it when I was about 18, so I don't know. But the head quit building them in, but the boat that I had was very similar to the skiffs that they used over at the rental place.
Like the blunt nose Stouters?
No, it wasn't blunt. It was a regular round nose.
Okay.
And it was, but it was a wonderful boat, and but it was made by Davis, and he quit making boats and went to doing this trailer work. But you may do some research on them. I don't know if anybody's ever had one up.
I'm jotting it down. Tell me a memory in that boat. What do you remember? Like, just picture yourself in that boat. What was going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. I used to smoke at that time.
Okay.
And I run out of, my bladder run out of fluid, so I got the brilliant idea at 17, 18 years old to stick it down in the gas tank and pull it back out and fire it up. That was a mistake. So I threw that SOB out in the water and jumped over in there with it. So I learned my lesson, and I've been quit smoking for God knows 80 years.
That could get anybody to quit smoking, that having that happen.
Well, luckily I was smart enough to put the top back on the tank, didn't throw it down in the tank. But son, I got rid of that thing and got rid of myself. I went right on the water, boom. Another funny thing, I was coming down right there by, can't remember the name of the place now. But anyway, I was coming down the river there, and one of the big mullets jumped out of the water and hit me right square in the chest.
I tell you what, that is something, if y'all have never had that happen, like Gene's talking about, I'd be growing up, running a Q-beam at night, running up through the Delta, and they'd jump at that light, and they'd hit you square like a man punched you.
I can't tell you, that's all I'm going to, you think something, you looked around and say, what was that guy that hit me?
It's that Mr. Mullet now flopping in the boat, hopefully.
But I'm still, I still got a camp up on Crab Creek, but I don't get up. I'm too old, and I can't go up anymore.
Well, then I've passed your camp many times.
That's left up is the one I got.
Well, then I know which one it is. What another great part of our history, too.
Oh, man, I had so much fun up there. I had two boys, and we enjoyed it. I still own the camp, but I hadn't been up there in about 5 years, and I went up there a while back, and I was so excited. I'm not a heavy drinker, but I will get drunk sometimes. But anyway,
you and I can roll together.
I got up here, and my son was driving his boat. My boat, I ain't crazy 5 years. He'd get a real nice boat. We're sitting up there drinking whiskey over ice. And when we got ready to get back in the boat, I couldn't hardly walk. They come home, put me in my recliner, and covered me up. So
okay. He had too much fun.
Well, they give me that's good whiskey. You know, they buy the expensive whiskey. It's a 97 proof and all that crap. But
yeah, it'll jump up on you.
But anyway, I had a lot of fun up in that Delta and a few scary times in there, too.
That's for sure. There's a whole history there. Please call me back. I do want to talk about this more. Maybe we'll just all hop in the boat, go to your camp one day and have a whiskey.
All right. Well, you find out somebody can tell you something about those Davis boat, but I do know that it was here, and it was called a Davis boat, and it was very... If it wasn't building the same as the one out there we're talking about
Stouters.
Stouter.
Yes.
If it wasn't built on that same thing, it was very similar.
Okay, I'm going to dig into it. Thank you. You've given me a mission here, Gene. I appreciate
it. Tighten up, let me know something, man.
I will. Thank you, sir. I know what camp is yours, man. It's not that it's gone. There's still. Just like I pointed out, my nephew who restored a Stouter here recently, beautifully, beautifully restored it. He sent me a picture from, he was up in the Delta to camp the other day. I said, maybe it did survive another generation. But yeah, that was, and Norm, that was is great because Norm said, you know, he sold his boat. He sold his Doubter 68 Semi V, purchased an 83 in Jackson, kept it for 20 years. Unfortunately, he sold it when Dad passed away. Sure wish I had both of them back. I had a 25 on it. I know that feeling, Norm. Family members and boats, you miss them. Let's see. Sean in Baldwin County said, just bought a 50-pound bag of corn at Greer's in downtown Fairhope. Guy sitting outside at one of the tables said, you feeding deer? I said, no, sir. My wife insists she grinds fresh for cornbread. He laughed and said, a good woman will do that. Yeah, I don't know any that will do that. That's something. Let's see. Oh, Captain Merle. Oh, yeah, this is from Jerry. Captain Merle always ran a bait shrimp special with the 90 Johnson. Cool. Houndstooth sending me pictures of bald eagles, so they're back. I got to look at the farm when I get home today. Let's see. More talk about, yeah, the Lesarges. Absolutely. I still own Lesarge product. Have owned many in my life. Look at this. Some Negus pictures coming in. And some Stouter pictures, more coming in. This is a great unnamed texter said, I went to Stouter with my grandfather. What a memory here. I went to Stouter with my grandfather to pick up his 14-foot boat. He ran a 10-horsepower Johnson on it. They were on the causeway then. So I wasn't around for that, but I knew I knew the stories of those. So what a special memory. This texture says, Davis built a few skiffs, but also built the first turkey helpers. Or yelpers, maybe. You're telling me boats and turkey yelpers? Huh. Honey, hush, this is my kind of stuff. Hate to have to hand it over to Feinbaum right now, but we will pick up on this tomorrow. Y'all have a great one.